In 3, 2, and 1, welcome to another episode of the La Familia Pod. The boys are in. No George. Everyone's feeling well. We got a nice little weather outside. A little rainy. Rainy inside and outside. George. Hector, hot take.
Hot take, bro. A lot of people, too. Thumbs down, bro. Not a good fucking song.
It's not good?
It's not a good song,
bro. Okay. Give it to me.
Compared to a lot of people, the original, it does. Let me start over. I was going to say it doesn't compare, but I already fucking said compare. Nah, fuck it, okay. Let's keep going. Nah, but I just don't think it stacks up against the original. I think I kind of mentioned this a little bit last week, that a lot of people too kind of try to play into that, like going from 0 to 100 type of thing. And to my ear, it just, the way I heard it was like the music was trying to catch up to the lyrics like the whole time in the song. So it was, to me, it was very offbeat. I just feel like the music was like half a second behind to where the flow was going. The only one that kind of faded in a little bit was with when Bessa was on, but it just, the one that I just flat out did not like was Tito Doble P's whole part on the song.
Okay.
And I was talking to my coworker. I was like, hey, like, have you listened to either of these songs? And he said, no. I was like, okay, play number two, play the second one. And he was just like, oh, wasn't too impressed. I was like, okay, no, play the first one. And he was like, oh, no, the first one is way better than the second one. And what he said, he was like, that second one, they just try to use too much sauce on it, and it just wasn't good.
I think the second one was a little experimental with the beat. Like, it wasn't your classic corrido. Like,
yeah.
La People One, I think, was more in tune with the genre. But I still think La People Two is a good song. I do like it. I like that it's different, but I don't think it's better than La People. I think that's an amazing song. That one, Gavilan, and Rubicon are still some of my favorites. So
definitely. But yeah, but La People Two, just to my ear, just wasn't.
Well, I'm not mad at your take. I think that's valid. I can see that. And I think a lot of the people who, there's always gonna be people who just, you know, whatever the artist makes,
they're gonna like.
It's just gonna be that fan. Like, they're a diehard Bessa or they're diehard whatever. And whatever they put out, they're gonna love. And that's cool. But I can definitely see why maybe you wouldn't love it. I'm surprised you don't like it at all.
Yeah.
That is a little surprising.
I skip it, dog. I gave it like good 10 listens, bro.
Yeah.
I listened to it at the gym, I listened to it in the car when I was working. Like, yeah.
Oh, you switched up the places to the
environment?
Yeah. Like, I was like, let me put myself in the right setting. I even drove to Picolandia. I bought a ticket, bro. And I was like, Still didn't get me going.
Still didn't do it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
it just wasn't. I wanted it to be good.
Yeah.
That's why when I first saw it, I was like, oh, shit. This is going to slap. And I heard it. And then I think, like, the next day we came in here and you were like, oh, like, people are already saying this is better than the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And I know George said he really liked it.
But yeah, he loves it.
My honest rating is like a 5.
That's a telltale sign that it wasn't that good. Huh?
Sometimes he'd be hitting them.
Yeah, he sometimes. Would you say your honest rating was what?
Yeah, I would probably give it like a 5.5.
Okay, and so very mid.
Very mid. Very okay. Skippable.
Gotcha. Didn't live up to the first.
Yeah.
Not a good follow up.
Nah. Maybe Live People 3.
Nah, that might be it for that song.
Oh, I got some news. I don't even know if we should gossip like that, but La Fujavi had a kid.
Oh, yeah, I heard that too.
Been kind of a little. He's been trying to hide the world from the kid.
I didn't see that.
Only the greats.
He was trying to keep it low key.
So,
like, people had to piece things together, look for like pictures and like to be able to, you know, really conclude that.
But it's like proven?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole baby mama. And there's pictures of him holding the kid and shit like that. So, I mean, unless he's like the uncle or something, which I doubt. But I'm pretty sure that's
his son. Good friend.
Congratulations to him.
Yeah.
If he even wants
congrats. The whether you'll take them or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that. My girl was telling me about that. And she just saw me. I was like, oh, shit. That's,
she's in the algorithm.
That's interesting. Yeah, yeah. She is actually, yeah. She's getting a lot of those videos where they translate the songs too.
Yeah, but that's the whole.
Great videos.
That was my whole little.
Hot take.
My little hot take for a lot of people too.
Okay. You have something else.
Oh, yeah. Let's transition into that. In Mexico, more specifically in Mazatlán, they want to gentrify the whole tourist area and not let street performers like banda play on the beach because it is, I guess, disturbing the white folks out on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of like a slap in the face to what Mexico is really about.
Yeah.
And what the culture is. I mean, I think if you take that out, and especially in a place like Mazatlán where banda is heard heavily,
mm-hmm.
and on the beach,
mm-hmm.
I think like as a Mexican, like I would want to go out to Mazatlán, enjoy the beach.
To experience that.
And listen to banda. Like that's a dope scene. And, you know, hopefully in the future I get to go, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think that like, oh, hell yeah. But yeah, I don't know what you guys think about that.
If you don't want, why would you go to Mexico if that bothers you?
Yeah.
Go to a different beach. There are plenty of beaches you can go to.
Yeah.
And I promise you they don't do that. But why change the place that you're going to? Or why change this place in which this is a large part of that culture and the people and that place for these people's benefit, like tourists?
Yeah.
Like, and I also tourism, I understand why you want tourism in these places. I understand that. But again, those tourists who don't want to go to these places and experience that should go somewhere else. That doesn't make sense to change the place, because then that makes that place not that place.
Yeah.
Now it isn't really where you're going.
Yeah. Now you're kind of just trying to transform it into something else.
Yeah. So they did the same thing with lots of parts of New York. Like they were hoods, and then parts of the hoods became not very hood-like. And all of a sudden, you know, Bed-Stuy isn't Bed-Stuy do or die. Now you got fucking nice areas, which that may be a
good thing.
Good thing, but they want to change where they go for better or for worse. But the people there don't necessarily they don't reap the benefits of this a lot of the time.
And that's the thing too, is just like white people are really trying to control it too. And the way they're doing that is buying all the property out there.
Yeah. Which I'm surprised that, I don't want to say allowed to, but.
Well, I mean, I think Mexico right now, they're in a position to just take money from whoever is willing to put it up.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it's leading to that, because somebody who was in the headlines was one of the main hotels out there, one of the main resorts. And he's the one kind of in the headlines about, you know, trying to ban the banda out on the beach.
Got it.
And what they did with a lot of like these street performers, they went to the front of the hotel and they were playing that shit like loud as fuck.
On purpose?
Yeah, they were going off. Yeah, the video's pretty cool.
That's cool. But that's what they got.
But yeah, and then it cut to another video of like this, you guys can probably picture him in his head, like this fucking hippie dude with a beard, long hair, and he was, I don't know, like playing a kazoo. Like, I forgot what the fuck he was playing.
Right.
I think he was like playing piano, like playing like soft. Like,
both?
No, like he was like,
okay.
He was playing like, Not anything from Mexico. Like, he got was it. Playing, like, the white people shit. Like,
okay.
I don't even know how this, like, classical music. not classical music, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. Sorry.
Something that was, like, more mellow vibe. And that's cool and everything, but, like, that's not what that is, bro.
Yeah.
Like, don't go there and try to bring everything that, you know, that you like and, you know, try to change it.
Yeah. Well, this is happening and the effort too, not in different ways. People don't like that people are moving there from the US or whatnot and raising rents and stuff out there.
Yeah, and they're raising the cost of living as well.
Yeah. And yeah.
But there's a lot of places in Jalisco too where like it's starting to get really.
Well, if you notice, the places we're talking about are all pretty, you know, the most popular.
Yeah, the hot destinations.
Yeah, which is DF, Jalisco, Sinaloa. And I mean, for tourism, at least, I would say Tijuana still.
Yeah.
But that's a lot, but you know, the border.
Yeah, just crossing through.
Yeah.
Like passing through.
Exactly.
But I feel like Tijuana just has that. It just was able to mix really well.
Okay.
With both. Yeah. But yeah, like to speak more on the whole Mazatlan thing, I just feel like at the end of the day, they're just going to always just go with the money. So it doesn't matter how people are really going to feel.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like you still get like other Mexicans trying to travel to Mazatlan.
Yeah.
For that same type of vibe.
But this is what happens when you let anyone with money come in your country and just buy whatever they want.
Yeah.
But you run the risk of it being less of your country, culture, and people.
Yeah. Well, that's why they call it gentrification.
Yeah.
That usually is ran by money.
Yeah. Whoever has the deepest pockets can essentially just do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope that whoever's in charge of legislation there is able to stop this from happening, yeah. I guess, or however that
do
works.
Do they do that? I feel like it's more to say, oh, this is going
to happen. To be honest, I don't, that's why I said I don't know how it really works. I'm going to just assume they have a democracy, as far as I know. So
they operate similar.
Yeah. I know it's not the same, but I know it's a democracy. And I don't know how those individual state versus federal.
Yeah,
again, I'm not a...
yeah, it's a good
I'm
thing
not an expert in Mexico government. But like I said, I just hope that's not what happens.
Yeah, it's a good thing Mexico's not corrupt.
See, that's also part of the issue. Thing. Yeah. All right, let's get into music. Or more music, I guess. Wes.
Yes.
What dropped? What's new? Where do you want to start?
I don't know.
What's the hot ticket item? Or are you going to bury the lead?
What are you saying to me? Are these baseball terms?
Are you going to bury the lead? Like, you know?
I guess we can start with the Raul.
Okay. Let's do it. So Raul Alejandro is featured on Alvaro Diaz's new track, B-Y-A.
Bayaka.
I was going to spell it for them, though. That's because you can't research that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, not everyone speaks, or not everyone who listens to it speaks Spanish, so...
Oh, they might try to pop up. Sorry.
They might try to like listen to the song and they can't search it, like Bayaka.
Yeah.
So, you know, B Y I K or A K, excuse me. AKA Bayaka. And give me your thoughts, Wes.
I like it.
Okay. Anything more in depth? Or would you like for me to go?
No, yeah, because you're
okay.
Well, you're the head of the Raul Alejandro.
A Kidnap fan. Yeah. Okay, so Raul, I think, did great. Alvaro Diaz did okay. I think, considering that they have Problemon, which is a favorite of mine, I think it's a little underwhelming. It's a good song. There are parts in the song where they kind of, I just don't love what they do. And I think it had a lot of the makeup of a great song.
Yeah.
But it just didn't. It didn't all come together perfectly. But it's a song that I like. And I'm sure, I mean, it's already in the LFP playlist. So it's good. I don't think they missed. It's just, I might be holding them up to a higher standard if I'm thinking about their other feature. But I think it had a lot of the components of what could have been a real banger.
Yeah.
And I think it's more of like a little banger.
It's a little banger.
Yeah. If that, I mean, maybe like a little... Like a little punch.
I mean, I like. I thought the first 30 seconds was, I mean, off the snippet, it sounded like it was going to be like
crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, it's not like a hit, but I like it. I said, I'd be loving it.
It's not a hit, but it's a hop.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, it's. I like it. I just wish I wish there was more. You know, I wish there was. I wish it was better. It's just
yeah, I don't like the cover art. I don't know what they're doing there.
Wait, hold on.
It's like a dog with a cigarette or some shit, like, but he's like buff.
Oh, like okay. Those shirts that they used to have.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At the Swami.
And it has that little X on the eyes. Oh, yeah, that is weird. I think that's probably the Alvaro Diaz thing. That is weird.
But yeah. He said he's dropping his album before May. Or okay. Before May 30th.
So he has 2 months.
Yeah.
He has 2 months. I think Rao did his thing. The great feature. Great feature. That I
one off the list of his upcoming.
Yeah, he has
how I many? Couldn't solve the rest. I tried. So I went home last Friday. I was on that shit. I was like, nah, dude, I can't do this. I don't know.
Well, how many is on that list? Like six?
There's like five more, I think.
Okay. Five more. And then his album.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. He didn't disappoint. Someone did say in the comments that hey, all his features have been bangers. And yeah, he's been doing his thing on the features at least. That's good. Yeah. I think he's teasing us for the real entree. These are just little appetizers.
Then Blast and Fade.
Blast and Fade.
You like it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, yeah. Jacob likes it. Loves it. Says yeah, it. He says it's a banger.
Yeah. I think a lot of the...
Oh, you saw him on Friday.
Yeah. he was telling both of us.
No, but he sent it again like in our chat. He sent it. He's like, oh, it's a banger.
Yeah, I'm surprised at how Fade still was able to... You know, just do his thing on even.
I mean, it wasn't like a reach. You know, I feel like he wasn't really stepping out of like his comfort zone.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that. You think that's a fade? That's a fade. Fade beat. Probably right.
It could be. It gives like some, like, Vente Conmigo, Percho, 151. Like,
I think that's a fade beat. Maybe just sprinkled a little bit of Blast in there somehow.
Yeah. Yeah. Little English.
Mm-hmm.
throw a couple English words up in there for the... How does that even... How do they even link up?
I don't know. That's... I like I said, I think it's the ATL Jacob thing. I'm sure people in the US
probably heard.
Are seeing like ATL Jacob with who? Feed? Who the fuck is Feed? And then they're going to look at, oh shit, they got the number one song right now.
Yeah.
And then they're going... Who is this guy? And then I'm sure he is not the first and will not be the last to hit up Fade for a feature or some sort of collab or to be on his album. Because the ATL Jacob thing has been, that song has been huge. Like,
oh yeah.
It has been in fucking sane. And I'm assuming that's where that connection was probably made at. I'm sure people are starting to reach out to Fade from different places, especially out here. Because ATL Jacob is from ATL, so
yeah, I would hope.
Yeah. I don't know where Blast is from. I don't know where Blast is from.
I think he's from, it might be from here, not here, but
yeah, from the Cali.
Yeah.
I actually thought beforehand when I saw the like the little collab, I thought, you know, their styles should mix well. It wasn't anything that
he's from LA.
Okay, yeah. Heck, did you get a chance to listen to it by any chance?
No, I didn't.
No, okay.
Did you guys share it on the chat?
No, I don't think so.
No,
we just you sent like the video snippets on IG, but
yeah,
it came out like on Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. What else in new music?
That was.
I think you're burying the lead.
No, I'm trying to see if there's like any other like little.
Oh, okay. Outside of the Blast and Fade.
Yeah.
Got it.
The Avengers came out.
La Segunda Misión.
No Fade on the album, sadly.
Or they came out with the deluxe.
That's my theory. That's what I was going to say on here. Because that song, Amiga.
Yeah.
Like, that song was screaming for Fade to be on it.
Yeah, and it has Ryan Castro in it.
It has Ryan Castro in it. You start off with the voicemail. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, maybe it's hidden in here. Like,
yeah.
He's going to be on it. Like how Tiny did Bad Bunny on the...
Yeah, he just didn't put him on the actual track list feature.
Yeah. Till like, he's probably on it now, but whatever. That's what I thought was going to happen. Didn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, that song's a banger. I like four songs from the album. How many songs is it? Nine?
It's nine. I would say the best songs are La Ranger.
Yeah.
Amiga. Yeah. And Quítenme el Teléfono.
Yeah, those are the three. And then I like Elroy's.
I kind of skipped down today, but yeah. I'll go back to it.
After that, yeah, the other one, I was disappointed in the CCC.
Yeah, CCC at first I kind of liked, but like the more I've listened to it, I just don't like it anymore. Because you were telling me on Friday how you didn't like it. And I was like, I can see why, because it isn't what you would expect from them. I was like, it's a cool song though. It wasn't bad. But then I kept listening to it, maybe because it's the first song. It's the first song I keeps playing in the car.
Yeah.
So it's getting kind of played out in my ears. But yeah, I'm kind of falling out of, I don't like it as much anymore. But I think those are the best songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. La Ranger, great song.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah.
Great song.
Mike Towers.
Seth, what do you guys think? How do you do on the album? I thought he did well.
That was your standout performer?
Low key, yeah. Anytime he came on the album, I thought he did his thing.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
And yeah, bro, there has to be a deluxe fade on there or some shit, because
yeah,
these fools were at the Miami Heat game. I don't know if it was on Wednesday or Thursday. And this fool, Lenny Tavares, is wearing a fade shirt. He's wearing a shirt with fade on it, bro. Like,
leave me as it. They were beefing?
No, he's fade's beefing with
D-Melo Flo,
the guy, the producer. Yeah. Who?
Gotcha, yeah.
But there is
got to. Wait, so he's wearing a t-shirt of fade, like his face?
Yeah, it's his face, oh, okay. And then Lenny Tavares' face.
Okay. I thought you meant like the fade shirt you could buy on.
No. It was like literally a headshot of
fade. Okay. Like the rap tees.
Yeah, kind of like that. Like a vintage, okay. Little whatever.
Gotcha. He has fresh shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
There has to, yeah. I don't know. Or maybe we're just hoping there isn't. It really isn't. Like.
Okay. What would you give the album?
7 out of 10.
Damn, it was disappointing.
I thought that's like an average. Good. That's like average.
You know, no, but were you expecting more?
Oh.
Or is no, that I mean, like the last one, I like four songs up from it. It's I think I like it the same amount. But there wasn't I think the Amiga song is gonna be a banger. It already is, but I don't think the like if you put both of them up together, I think the Quizás on the first one.
First one.
Is better than any right now. Better than still like it's a bigger song than the other ones.
Yeah,
better.
Yeah. I think Quítenme el Teléfono could be an anthem for the clubs.
What?
Because of the, like what it's saying.
Oh yeah, I agree.
Like not necessarily the beat aspect of it.
Oh yeah.
Like it's not anything perreo type thing, but it's just what it's talking about. Like it just reminded me of Wesley. I just thought of Wesley when I heard the fucking song. Yeah. So I think based on that, it could be like something that they play at the.
Yeah, like a slow one that
everyone
just, maybe you sing.
Maybe to leave, on the way out. A little outro.
Yeah. We won't hear here, but yeah, I get it.
Yeah. I would give the album a 6.5. Yeah. I thought it was good. I need more time with it for sure to really look it over. Because right now I'm just playing the songs I really, really like. And.
Yeah. But that's what you guys expected it to be at, no?
You guys didn't expect it to be like.
I didn't think it was going to be a 10.
Yeah, like. that would have shocked me. If it was 10, I probably wouldn't even give it a 10 just based off the song count. But.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if they would have hit on all 9.
Okay. Well, yeah. But that's like, come on. That's not.
I was not expecting that. Like, whatever amount of songs.
I knew there was going to be like some duds or songs that I didn't like.
Yeah. Because the first one was, what, 6 tracks?
Yeah, it's like 6, 7.
Yeah. So I knew it was probably going to be more than that. But I didn't think they were going to put out a full EP, fucking 15, 16 track. I mean, but it did what I expected. I knew we were going to get some good songs out of it. That's what I was expecting. I didn't think the whole thing was going to be an absolute fucking, this just changed the whole reggaeton game. They just did something we've never seen before.
Yeah.
But I was really looking forward to seeing what Sej did on this.
There wasn't any special features on her?
Not special? From the track listener.
I mean,
what do you consider special? Or what are you trying to say? Like
somebody special? Who wasn't on the Avengers originally to be.
Oh, Ryan Castro?
Like on the previous album?
Or just part of that group.
Oh, I mean, it's the same group. And then they just bring
we have whoever. Maria Becerra, Bryant Myers, Davey, Mike Towers, De La Ghetto, Arcángel, Nati Natasha, Jay Wheeler, Zion, Omar Cortez, that's it.
Yeah. Eladio.
Oh, Eladio. Yeah. He's on CCC, the one who he doesn't like. Just so happened to.
It was too slow for me. Like.
Yeah. And they did it with the guys who you would think.
Yeah, like I wanted like a.
Yeah.
And it's the number one. It's the first song. So I was like, oh, they're going to like.
The intro.
Yeah.
Not
I
a th- good
I
way
thought
to...
they were going CCC like the Ronaldo shit, bro. Like fucking.
Oh,
to get it like hyped up. But nah, it was. And I was like. And I was already pissed when I was listening to it. So I was like.
Just made me more upset. That's made my work day even worse.
I got to work early, but there's so much fucking traffic. So I pretty much didn't even get out of work because I got home at the same time. I would have got home if I got up at the same time. Like,
that sucks.
And then I go to fucking, here's my little rant for the day. Fucking, I go, so my dad was like, my dad was home, which is him, and I said, yo, you want something? I'll pick something up. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I want California Fish Girl. I was like, I'll swing, go by there. And then I got the Habit right there. And then I go inside, bro, and California Fish Grill. This one, I don't know if the rest are like this, but you order on a kiosk.
Okay.
And
I haven't seen that.
There's a fat ass. There's like five people in front of me, but all of them are old as fuck. They're struggling on the kiosk, bro. And I'm like, bro, I just take out my phone. I place the order. Fucking. And I was like, oh, and all these foods are still online.
Damn. Okay.
And yeah, that was my first. Where's the customer service going, bro? And then these motherfuckers want a tip. You're not even taking my order no more.
Yeah.
But I don't want to open that door no more. The tip door is, let's close that one.
Yeah, put that in the chest.
Yeah, I think those people lost. I do. I honestly do. I think.
Yeah, for sure.
I think people who are kind of, were on the fence about it are kind of starting to see like, okay, this is ridiculous.
Like, hey, you said, let's close the chest. And you Hector said, nah, we're opening this back up.
And then I go to the fucking Habit. I'm in the line bumping. I'm going to drive through bumping the album and shit.
Yeah.
And this bitch in front of me, bro, does not know how to order for shit. She asking like, oh, what does that come with? What does this come? Because I turned, because I'm like, yo, what the fuck is taking this girl so long, bro?
Yeah.
She's over here like, what does this come with? Oh, can I put that instead? And then she's, okay, I don't want that.
The way you're talking about this is the way I feel about self-checkout. I see people spend legitimately 10-15 minutes at checkout sometimes. Self-checkout.
Oh.
They're taking those away from
I know. I've seen
Walmart and Target.
Right. Yeah. Well, Walmart's now charging $100 a year for you to use self-checkout.
Why?
Stealing.
Oh.
Yeah. They want to, you know, decrease theft potentially.
Yeah, you Target's have to buy like a membership type of thing.
And then the Target.
I forget what it's called, like Zip. Or like Zap, Zap line or
Target
something like that.
Target I go to, now they like close one side a lot of the time. So you can't self-check out of both sides and they'll turn a lot of them off. Now that line's long. So everyone's in the actual cashier lines. But I don't understand why people take actual like long periods of time for self-checkout. I'm in and out of there in less than a minute.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Apple Pay. Done.
Hey, aren't you in line like, oh dang, if only everyone moved this fast.
Oh yeah, I tell Nash every time. And then it was funny is on the way I'm like, look, everyone's still here. You and me got out of here in less than a minute. And these people are still trying to figure out how to do this.
Yeah.
As if this is your first time shopping. And then now it used to be cash, right? You could do cash card.
Okay.
At self-checkout. Now you can't do that. Now it's only card or whatever, Apple Pay. And there are signs that say that. There is a worker right there constantly saying card only, no cash, over and over. And somehow still people get in line and try to pay with cash. And then they go, oh, excuse me. Oh, it's not working. It's not taking my cash. Sorry, no cash. And then they're the ones upset. Even though there are multiple signs everywhere saying, and then I don't understand. Yeah. How can people be so fucking stupid or in their own world? It's so easy. The whole point of self-checkout was supposed to be easy. And this shit, if anything, is making things harder on people.
The only thing I have trouble with is when you get vegetables. It's a little tricky.
Even that. Go on the list.
Yeah, it's a quick little like a little lines. How many? Though. Lie, put one. You know? You got how many bananas? One.
Two and a half.
Yeah, easy. I mean, sometimes the weighing, I guess. That's sometimes a little off, but even then, no more than a 15-second delay. But I've been in line for more than 10 minutes because these same four people are still checking out. So I sympathize with your...
Yeah. Your but rant. Yeah, I was just like, you know, I fucking hate people, dude.
Yeah.
But then...
I wonder how people, you know, listen to this and hear us say how we hate people. I wonder if anyone relates to this or is this just like a us thing. You know? Yeah. So sometimes I think I'm like, maybe we're just like fucking assholes, or maybe there's something wrong with us. I think like that. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm the one who's...
No, nah, there is something wrong with you, but...
it's not that. Yeah. That's not the thing.
I just feel like we don't have patience for
I don't have patience.
Seems simple to us.
Yeah.
No sympathy.
When it comes to like shit like that, I don't have patience.
Yeah, if it seems simple, like, bro, just beep. Hey,
and there. And I can have some sort of empathy for when I see someone who's a little older.
Oh, yeah,
I completely get it. That's different.
But sometimes it pisses you off even more than the regular
one. It can, but I can at least be, you know, like, all right.
The other day, I went to the DMV to get, like, my real ID and shit. Mm-hmm. And I made an appointment or whatever. I pull up. It's a long-ass line. And I was like, I haven't been to DMV in fucking... I think since I got my license. Because ever since then, I just renewed my thing online. Yeah. I paid my registration online.
Yeah.
And I get there, bro. Line's long as fuck. Mm-hmm. And then... I'm like, oh, I have an appointment, go all the way to like the appointment line. I'm the front. And in my head, I'm like, yo, why don't these people just make fucking appointments? And then like half of them are there to pay registration. Pay that shit online, dog.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. I've been in line for the same thing. And you get to listen to what they're saying.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what are you here for? And they'll tell them, like, you just do that online, bro. Why are you here?
But to do the real ID, you have to do it online. Like, you have to do it online. You have to upload like some documents and shit. Mm-hmm. And then
I think it's your passport.
It's right. Your passport, and then you have to provide two proofs that like you live in Cali.
Yeah.
So like whatever. I get there and there's an older guy, he wants to get his real ID too, and the girl's telling him, oh, you have to go on
the internet.
You have to go on the internet, and he's like, well, there's no one when I go home, no one's gonna be there to help me to go on it. And then she was like, she was a nice one. She's like, oh, I could bring it up on my phone.
Got it.
Do it. And I was like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's understandable. I get that. But when I see people who are, you know, 40 and under, and you can't fucking figure this out, it's really starting to piss me off.
But you know about that whole DMV shit? Like, you can even wait in line.
Oh, yeah. You can just put, I'm in line.
Get a ticket, yeah.
Yeah. And then it'll tell you, hey, head in
15 now. Minutes, yeah.
Like, your thing is coming up. Head in now. And by the time you get there... You should be next in line. Yeah. So you don't have to wait there to be in line. You can just be here.
And the line is ridiculous. And I'm like, first, there's no way all these people are getting their license today, like taking the drive.
Yeah, seriously.
That's the only reason why you should be going. Or if you're getting a real ID, do that shit. But because after that, fuck.
Like, what else do you get though? Like, I mean, maybe change the title of your car, but like.
Yeah,
I mean,
what else, title of your car,
expired licenses. I think change of address. No, I think that's online too. That's online.
Yeah,
too.
The online you could
real IDs. Your test, your like
the written test.
Yeah, your written test. But nah, dude, there's no way. Because even if you're taking the driver's test, they only have so many slots.
Yeah.
Like there's like maybe let's say 20, 15 a day.
And you have to make an appointment.
Yeah, you can't just show up. Because I see people show up, try to take it, and they're like,
bunch of bots at the DMV and shit.
Prime. I wouldn't
like fake accounts. That's what it seems like. Why? Yeah, nah, why are there so many people here?
I don't
like. Why is there always so many issues with the fucking DMV?
Yeah, those people I feel for, the people who work there, because I'm sure they encounter
the dumbest people.
Well, idiocy on a level we've never even encountered.
And I felt that too because I saw there was like a Middle Eastern guy and his English wasn't great, whatever.
Yeah,
and when I saw the worker get like a little frustrated. And then in my head, I was like, oh, this was being a little asshole. Like, obviously he sees like his English struggling shit.
Yeah.
But then I was like, and then I started like sympathizing with the worker. I was like, maybe this fool fucking, he had like two dumbasses before and shit. Now he just over it. Like,
yeah, this is the one that's cracking him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if you worked in retail or even food, you also encounter that sort of idiocy. Just people who don't seem to, so like they almost have never gone outside or talked to people.
Yeah, but that's how my listening experience started for the Avengers album.
Well, not the best. Maybe that's why you don't like this song. You're already in the wrong one. Maybe
I don't know why we how we got there, but
yeah.
But Yo Miko put out her track list next week. Faze on there.
Yeah,
new song. It's not Classy 101.
I was actually thinking it was gonna be that dude. I was like, yo, there's no way you're putting this
we can't milk this one. We can't milk it
like
no more,
please. And I wouldn't have been surprised.
Yeah, well, today's actually the 1 year it came out.
Oh yeah,
last year today.
Okay, March 31st.
Yeah, he's Faze on it and Davies on it, and I think that, well, besides the people like Joely Randy, but that song's already came out. And yeah. I forgot who else, but those were like the standout features. It was a lot of songs.
Yeah. Which one is Faze on?
Offline.
Okay, track 6. Okay, on his Apple thing.
When does that come out?
Next Friday.
Hasn't come out yet. Yeah, Faze. I wasn't surprised she got Faze on it. I assumed.
Yeah, I feel that's a new like duo type.
Yeah, thing. New dynamic duo for reggaeton. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to talking about that album. I think that could shake up the industry, guys.
Oh yeah, I mean the first song is called Rookie of the Year.
Okay. She did win some new artist award, didn't she?
Yes, yeah.
That's what she's referencing, maybe?
Maybe.
Or maybe she just feels that internally.
What if it's like a freestyle? That sounds like it'll be like a freestyle song.
Yeah, beat it up type shit.
I'm cool with that. To start off the album, all right.
I think she could get into that flow, though. I feel like if her songs were like more like on the trap side, I think she could really have success with the public audience.
Same. Okay. Is there any other new music that dropped? That's notable, not that we actually care about.
Right? No. Bessel, Blumont, Chino Paca, shit. They didn't drop, but.
Oh, they're teasing the song?
They're in the stew. And then Drake reposted it.
Oh, the thing you sent?
Yeah.
Mm, okay. So we're getting a Drake collab with Bessel and Chino.
I hope not, but.
But that's what they're alluding to, no?
Or maybe he's just supporting. I mean, he's been supporting Chino Pacas for like a minute.
But he's supporting, to be honest, shit.
That's yeah. Like, well,
Drake is supporting to try to get in there.
He's supporting for the fuckers.
I hope he's not going to be on it, but.
Yeah.
But then if
we don't want Drake on there.
If Bessel right? Pluma and Chino Pacas are kicking it, I'm assuming the JOP shit cool, or we.
Must be. Nah. Or Chino's just saying, fuck him.
Or is Chino doing his own shit now?
Might be. Nah, I wouldn't look.
I think they were still kicking it like not too long ago.
Who?
JOP and Chino Pacas.
Oh, yeah.
Why did you make
your face like that? Because I thought you meant JOP and Fuerza for a second there. So I mean, JOP and Peso. JOP and Peso. My bad.
Nah, but I feel like to me, the way I've been seeing it is that they, like, at least on JOP side, he doesn't really care, like, if, like, other people are fucking with him.
Yeah. For sure. Well, I mean, let's be honest. Does Chino really have an allegiance to Fuerza or them? Like, he's going to do whatever is best for his career.
I think he does.
But I think
this is just industry shit. And hey, if Bessel wants to do a song, let's do it. Because that's going to make me bigger than I am.
I feel like, well, at least JLP has a little bit more influence on.
Especially after the whole.
With Chino.
Jay Cortez shit.
The song.
Yeah, the thing. Whole. Yeah. Because he was kind of part
Chino,
of.
Chino, Pacas, and JLP were supposed to be on that. And then, they
dropped the second song.
For Bessel. Yeah, and then they did the Que Onda Dos or whatever.
So that means cool. we're thinking everything's cool with.
Yeah, it's pieced up.
Okay. I'm with that. I'm just saying, if it's not.
That was one of my predictions, did you?
Yeah.
You think they're going to drop a song?
A truce?
Is that what you said?
I know. I think I said. What did I say? It wasn't the first time. We'll go. I said, like, they were going to.
Drop a song now?
You either drop a song
like
or
seen
like
together.
Piece it up. Yeah.
Then you said they're going to be seen together or some shit. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I also said, all right, whatever.
Now, what'd you say? Did it come true?
No, it hasn't yet.
Okay.
It might be. It looks like it's.
What's up? Tell me.
Well, that Davey was going to have like a big year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that dude's featuring everything.
Damn. So if they're piecing it up, who's going to bring out who at Bahafas?
Nah, come on.
who gets.
There's no way.
Bessel Saturday, Fuerza Sunday. So who gets to bring out who? Because if I bring you out, I'm the bigger artist.
That's why. So that's what I'm saying. It's obvious who's going to do who.
I don't, it's obvious to me.
Again, personal bias aside, it would have to be Bessel. Like,
but Sunday's like the closeout.
No, I understand
like,
we
got to end it with the bang.
I understand why you noted the dates. Yeah, I get it. Sunday's the last day. But I'd be surprised if that's the way that happened.
When is this? Next week?
No, this is like 4 months away.
Oh, it's in August, right? August, yeah. Oh, okay. What was the other one?
What's
that? There was another one. It was Rolling Loud. I keep getting those two confused. Oh, yeah.
Sorry. And is it, he was in Monterrey.
That Monterrey one, yeah.
Just
Fuerza was.
Yeah, last week, right? Or this week.
That happened already?
Yeah.
Wasn't Kendrick going to be there too?
Yeah, I think he was. Oh, right, I think it literally just happened either this weekend or last weekend.
Not familiar.
Because if you check.
Bro, you're the one who told us about that festival.
Yeah, we talked about it for like 20 like minutes. 3 times.
Yeah. You brought it up and then we were talking about it like a couple months later and you're like, I didn't bring it up. Like,
I don't know. Oh, yeah. What's it called?
I don't know. You know what I'm And I was like, damn, I think Mana was on that shit too.
Everyone was on.
And
K-Dog.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And I was like, damn, that's a good ass like lineup.
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
I didn't know Monterrey had like
the pool like the pool, that?
Yeah. Yeah. I heard Monterrey is nice.
Yeah, I want to go there. It's a nice day. Winter Miami is going to be there for the Monterrey.
Oh, yeah. Isn't the stadium like under like a mountain or some shit?
Nah, there's like a view if you sit on... behind one of the porterias where you can see like the mountainside. Oh, it's okay. Really clean.
I think I've used it as a thumbnail. Yeah.
You didn't find the festival or what? I thought that's actually what you've been looking for.
I couldn't find it because I thought he posted about it. I think I used that as a thumbnail for the Danny Cat one.
And oh yeah, I think you did.
Nah, I for sure did.
I'm fucking looking at it right now. It's today. Today. Right now. First us performing today. Yeah, Mana, Imagine Dragons. Alvaro Diaz is there today. Kendrick was Friday with Bessel.
Oh, they dropped a few clips from the filming of the Tu Name.
Yeah, they did. Oh, they did?
Yeah. I've seen it.
The stars are out.
She's in it.
She's in the front.
Yeah, she is.
She's in the what?
She's in the front.
Yeah. You watch, I'll show you. It's this right here. She's actually the cover.
Let me see.
Sorry. She's apparently been getting a lot of congratulations saying like that. That's crazy.
So, oh, yeah, I see
her. Yeah, congrats to her. That's dope. Or to both of them.
Both of them, yeah. She's in it as well. For like a different part of the video, but they're both in it.
Who's the one on the left?
I'm gonna connect you. Make some calls. And they, but as far as I know, they shot two videos. So I don't know if they've publicized that, but I believe they're in that as well.
Nah, I just saw the name one.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Wesley's least favorite song. Have you warmed up to that yet? It's on the LFB playlist.
Did I say that?
You did.
Oh, yeah.
No, off of the, not a gotcha. You know?
Off of those six? Yeah, that's still my least favorite.
Still? Okay. Yeah. Where were we at?
We were talking about that festival. But yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was today.
So it did happen, right?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Well, it's ending today.
Got it. Well, because he was with El Fantasma, I think, yesterday. They posted about that.
Cool. Fuerza or Festival?
Fuerza. Oh. Yeah. They were like
live. Well, they have a song together.
They were, yeah, performing it.
Cool. Yeah, this was a good lineup. It was very diverse.
Yeah. Okay, so Wesley thinks that they will piece it up this year, that it is pieced up.
Yeah, I think it's pieced up.
Right? Okay. Okay.
They got the song ready.
I just never thought it was a big deal. To me, I just kind of saw it like...
I thought it was just like petty.
It's like, I'm better than you. Like, yeah. I got more shit than you type
pretty
of
much,
thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the bigger dude. Like, yeah.
It was never anything.
It was like a chess match, basically. Yeah. That's how I saw it. I never thought it was like, dang, they really hate each other.
Shit, yeah.
It was just more like, oh, I'm the top dog. Like, no, I'm the top dog type of shit.
Yeah.
Which is good. I think it really, I think that really helped.
Beef, I would say, always helps your, I mean, I guess depending on the way it goes.
If you
but you,
win.
You it helps in some way. Like, you get.
Yeah, you
clicks, you get notoriety, exciting, you get clout, you get everyone talking about you.
Now you want to listen to what's coming out next.
Exactly. Maybe. So, I mean, as long as you don't get fucking flamed out. And
but they never really like dissed it. Like on songs, they never really dissed
it. They be dissing each other in songs.
Well, the whole,
it's not like the rap the thing.
Yeah. Like,
well, yeah, in the video.
Yeah. All little fucking jabs, just tiny little things. Yeah. There's nothing crazy. Yeah.
But it was fun though.
Yeah, that's why I think it's fun. I think that's it contributes to the
it's like a boxing match. At the end of the day, like if they shake hands, like I'm not gonna be like, no, they should fucking hate each other. like nah, but yeah. What happened? Like keep the same energy. Like, nah, bro. Like it's gonna
die off.
It shouldn't be hate. It should just be like a rivalry competition.
Because yeah. what are you really hating each other over?
Because yeah. I have more fans than you. Like.
Yeah. Yeah, agreed.
But it's fun. That's what we want to see in rap. So that's what we were talking about on the Patreon. If you guys want to subscribe to that.
Yes, sir. Anything else, Wesley, in new music? Anything else in music?
Ooh.
You got some breaking news for us? No. Anita and Peso kissed?
No, I'm pretty sure they did more than that.
There was, but I mean, the one on, it was like a little kid kiss, apparently.
Yeah, it was like a little movie
definitely kiss. Not breaking news.
She was the one that was dancing on him to begin with, right?
Yeah. Well, she gave the backstory to that whole thing, saying supposedly
it was planned.
Yeah, like they beforehand said on stage, like, hey, you should go, you guys should both grind on each other and like dance. And that's just what happened, that was it.
Wait, that was recent?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. She said
the kissing thing?
No, the dancing.
Yeah.
No, remember it was.
No, but they're.
Like, her talking about it.
Oh.
She recently, like, was told the whole backstory on that. Yeah. Anything else, guys?
No. That's.
Then that means this is the episode 151 of the La Familia podcast. Until next time, guys. Peace.